It's the 4th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Residents of Leighton Linslade continue to urge Central Bedfordshire Council, along with relevant agencies, to appear in a public setting to discuss recent flooding events. Councillor Emma Holland-Lindsay has become an advocate for property owners and a proponent of transparency after commenting that most meetings on the issue were being discussed behind closed doors. She said, "Our residents are wondering what's happening. If we don't tackle flood prevention, more evacuations will be necessary than during the recent flooding." Councillor Chris Lehman agreed, saying that those who live in affected areas want to hear the results of those gatherings and dialogue coming back to them around what's going on in their local area and the challenges we face. The next stage in Bedford Borough Council's glass recycling trial, set to begin on the 9th of December, will include an additional 12,000 households. Councillor Jim Weir commented that the initial trial has shown fantastic results. Expanding the programme allows us to access the impact of Christmas and New Year on glass waste. Multiple arrests have been made by the Bedford Community Policing Team after suspicious activity was monitored at a Bedford Borough property. One suspect's premises was searched and an air pistol, a mound of clothes suspected of being stolen, and items used in the production of illegal drugs were seized. Regarding the arrests, a community policing spokesperson said, "Three persons known to be involved in drug activity were arrested in the supply of drugs, numerous phones and a large sum of cash were found." Flitwick-based bus operator Grant Palmer has released a holiday-themed advertisement. The ad features Arthur, a young monster, and his exploration of the bus depot after falling asleep on the bus. He is later rescued by a bus driver who arrives early, taking him home in time for Christmas. The ad, produced with the Central Bedfordshire Council's Bus Service Improvement Plan, can be viewed on YouTube. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.